Hi, welcome. In this lesson, we'll follow the NA approach. Clean a mix and section in Ableton Live 12 for Reflace Tension. It's an intermediate, edits-focused tutorial that keeps things practical and mix-oriented. The aim is a tight, breathy 8/16-bar build that preserves sub-clarity and percussion snap while creating controlled, rhythmic tension. Not a giant effects design session. What you'll build? An audition-ready mix and section that keeps the sub and kick mono and clear. Removes mid-range masking so stabs and pads have presence. Uses subtle sidechain ducking for rhythmic breathing. Contains reverb and delay tails that don't smear low mids. And introduces tonal movement via filter and resonance automation. All with live stock devices like a Q8, compressor, blue, multiband dynamics, utility, auto filter, saturator, hybrid reverb or reverb, echo and spectrum. Let's walk through it step by step. I'll call out rough timings so you can timebox each phase. Preparation. 0 to 5 minutes. First, find the mix and bars in arrangement view. For example, bars 1 to 16 before the drop. Duplicate that section to a new scene or duplicate the clip so you can /B before and after. Create a group named mix and boss and route every stem that plays in the build into it. Drums, percussion, pads, stabs, leads, reverb returns, noise layers. Keep the main bass or sub on a separate track or a dedicated subgroup so you can treat it independently. Low-end housekeeping. 5 to 12 minutes. On every non-bass track, pads, stabs, atmos, vocal chops. Insert a Q8 first in the chain and use a high-pass low-cut filter. Typical starting points. Pads, stabs, atmos, HP between 120 and 220 Hz. Tweep to taste until muttonness drops but body remains. Percussion like hats and snares. HP around 50 to 80 Hz. Leave the dedicated bass or sub track alone below 30-40 Hz. On the mix and bus, add another EQ8 and switch a band to mid mode via the channel selector. Use a low bell or low shelf and gently reduce side energy below roughly 120 Hz by about -3 to -6 dB. This is a simple way with stock devices to keep the sub centered and tight. Carving for clarity, 12 to 22 minutes. Open spectrum on the mix and bus and solo elements to find masking frequencies, typically between 200 and 700 Hz for body and 1 to 3 kHz for presence clashes. On the key melodic element that will carry the presence of the mix in, a stab or lead, add EQ8 and make narrow subtractive cuts where spectrum shows resonances. Use Q around 2 to 6 and reductions of -3 to -6 dB. If the lead needs air but competes with hats, add a gentle broad boost above a 10 kHz. If the kick is punching but clouding the midrange, put multiband dynamics on the bass or kick and compress the low band slightly, 1 to 3 dB reduction, fast attack, medium release, to keep low frequencies steady through the build. Control ducking for breathing, 22 to 32 minutes. Add Live's compressor to pads or ambience channels or to the mix and bus for global breathing. Open sidechain section and select the kick channel or a dedicated kick punch bus as the sidechain input. Try ratio between 3:1 and 6:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 80 to 200 ms. Shorter releases for faster drum and bass grooves. Bring the threshold down until the ducking is audible but musical. For frequency-specific ducking, insert an EQ before the compressor and boost the mid-band you want to target so only that part of the pad ducks. This preserves low body while the perceived busy range breathes with the kick. Glue and saturation, 32 to 38 minutes. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly, fast attack, medium release, only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to keep hits cohesive. Apply saturator sparingly on leads and stabs for harmonic presence. Drive around 1 to 3 dB with soft clip engaged. Put saturator after corrective EQ, but before time-based effects so you don't saturate reverb tails. Dealing with reverb and delay tails, 38 to 45 minutes. Avoid long tails smearing the low mids. Send to a return with hybrid reverb or reverb, and on that return place EQ8 with a high pass set between 300 and 600 Hz and a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so the reverb is airy, but not muddy. Automate the send level down during dense parts and up in sparse bars to control wetness dynamically. Alternatively, use a short-gated reverb. Put a gate after the reverb on the return and set the threshold so tails are trimmed quickly. Stereo management, 45 to 52 minutes. Place utility on the mix and bus and set width to around 80 to 100% for most of the build, then automate it narrower, 60 to 80%, on critical hit bars to focus energy. For absolute sub mono, Add a utility on the sub track and enable mono. If you need frequency specific mono below 120 Hz, duplicate the mixin bus. Isolate the low band on the duplicate with EQ8, set utility width to 0%, and balance its level so the low region is centered without affecting the stereo image. Final mixin polish. 52 to 60 minutes. Put multiband dynamics on the mixin bus and lightly tame the low mid band by 1 to 3 dB to reduce buildup. Add a final corrective EQ8 to notch any remaining resonances. Check the section in context with the rest of the track. Listen in mono, and use spectrum to confirm the sub energy is focused and headroom is healthy. Aim for roughly minus 6 dB peak headroom on the bus if you're building into a louder drop. Automation specifics for rave lace tension. In line with the NA approach, automate a subtle auto filter, a 24 dB low pass, on an ambient pad or noise layer. Start the cutoff near 800 Hz and slowly open to 6 or 8K Hz across the build, increasing resonance slightly for presence. Keep that filter on a layer that's already high passed so low end stays clear. Automate reverb send from about 10 to 25% in moments where you want more space, and use a pre-delay of 30 to 60 ms to keep transients defined. A short tempo synced echo on a stab at 1/16 or dotted 1/8 with low feedback, 10 to 20%, adds rhythmic motion without cluttering low mids. Always filter the delay return to remove low frequencies. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't over HP everything. Too high cuts on pads and stabs kill energy. Don't sidechain too hard or with inappropriate release times so that the groove disappears. Never widen low frequencies. Stereoizing subs will collapse on club systems. Prefer subtractive cuts over boosting to avoid masking and harshness. And always EQ returns for reverb and delay. Unprocessed returns will wash the section out. Pro tips. Work in sections. Solo to diagnose, but always /B in context. Use spectrum's hold to capture transient resonances. Freeze or flatten CPU heavy tracks after processing to avoid latency during automation. Keep groove processing small. 1 to 3 dB is often all you need. Save a template chain for mix and cleanup. EQ8 HB right arrow EQ8 mid/side low cut right arrow compressor SC right arrow saturator right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow utility and map macros for quick recall. For rave energy, keep transients alive with short pre-delay and attack settings that don't clap them. Mini practice exercise, 30 minutes. Grab an 8-bar stems pack, kick, sub, drums, pads, stab, vocal chop. Route every stem except the sub to a mix-in bus. Apply the low-pass settings, pads at 140 Hz, hats at 60 Hz, stabs at 120 Hz. Put EQ8 in mid-mode on the mix-in bus and reduce side energy under 120 Hz by minus 4 dB. Add compressor on pads with sidechain to the kick. Ratio 4:1. Attack 10 ms. Release 120 ms. Threshold so pads duck audibly. Insert a reverb return with HP at 400 Hz and automate the send from 10 to 20% across the 8 bars. Use auto filter on a noise layer with cutoff automating from 700 Hz to 6K Hz. Export and compare with the original. Listen for clearer low end and more rhythmic breathing. Recap. Throughout this lesson we applied the NA approach. Clean a mix and section in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension by prioritizing low end clarity, targeted mid/side cuts, controlled sidechain ducking, careful reverb and delay handling, and subtle automation for motion. Use only stock devices, keep changes small and in context, and aim for a mix-in that breathes rhythmically and translates on club systems without masking the drop. Final notes. Think removal first and time box decisions. Small, purposeful moves win over big processing. Save incremental scenes for quick /B. Check in mono, and always listen back on multiple systems. Good luck. Loop that section. Trust your ears and keep it surgical.